massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia, near Washington. This man lives nearby.
I was just in my house and had heard like a series of like what sounded like gunshots, which I guess now we found out were flare guns. And then went outside and no one else was coming outside. And then an explosion just happened. And I thought someone drove like a car through our front door.
Police were trying to serve a search warrant after someone inside the house began firing flares. Reporter Rafael Sanchez-Cruz from CBS affiliate WUSA Television.
Arlington County Fire said that there were some minor injuries for the people responding to the scene, but no one had to be transported. Now, as for the people that are inside that home, they haven't identified the number, but they said they haven't transported anyone to the hospital.
Israel's military today pushed deeper into southern Gaza and told more Palestinians to leave some areas of the enclave as it attacks Hamas targets. More from CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The Israelis say that there will be a safe zone, specifically safe neighborhoods. The other question, of course, is whether aid agencies like the UN and others can help and provide for these people during what will be a very serious and perhaps the final phase of this fight against Hamas in Gaza.
The Supreme Court is expected to decide by June whether to approve a nationwide settlement with the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
On many levels, the question is, what does the bankruptcy code say about releasing one of the parties that is essentially the owner of a corporation when the corporation itself is going bankrupt, but the individual owner isn't?
Police in Philadelphia say a security guard at a Macy's has been stabbed and killed and another injured by a man they let leave the store after stopping him from stealing hats. Interim Police Commissioner John Stanford.
There is a suspect in custody. He has been positively identified as being the individual involved in this, but there's still additional work that has to be done around the investigation.
A congressional committee will review National Park Service rules limiting airplanes and helicopters from carrying tourists over national parks. Mark Shell Flea is a co-owner of Black Hills Aerial Adventures in South Dakota.
It could very likely force us out of business in the Black Hills around Mount Rushmore. It's very likely to end our business out in the Badlands.
The Marine Corps has just spent 3 years redesigning a simple exercise outfit without success. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks with an eye on Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Knicks tonight for the knockout round in the NBA in-season tournament. Here's how Giannis described it.
Big game on big game. Playing, you call it playing
the
game.
Tuesday,
hopefully we can win the game and go to Vegas and try to fight for an opportunity to win a trophy.
At the baseball meetings in Nashville, the Brewers formally announced their record deal with prospect Jackson Chourio for 8 years and $82 million. They also re-signed left-hand pitcher Wade Miley for next season. NFL running back A.J. Dillon on that catch he made on the left side and ran over people for 14 yards against the Chiefs.
You know, I take a lot of pride in yards in the flat. You know, I've been able to do that kind of the last couple of weeks, be a reliable check down for Jordan. I don't care if it was for 1 yard or 10 yards, whatever it ended up being. You know, it's about showing up and it's about being consistent for me.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 38 today under overcast skies with a chance for scattered snow showers. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, cloudy. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis every single Saturday morning
what
from 9 a.m.
What is over the back fence?
11.
Let's say you have a
three-piece children's luggage set
or a
Kevin Gordon digital air fryer
or a
2019 Cadillac
for sale. Just call up 424-2600 on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Describe your item and wait for the calls to roll in. It's your on-air bulletin board only on WFHR.
The Civic Media Radio Network. Streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our host. Why I'm all mixed up all of a sudden. Along with our producer, engineer, co-host, all-around great guy, trombone player, board game extraordinaire, Aaron Zommers.
Wow, I've been promoted to host, and right. All of this.
There's a strange scent in the studio that I don't want to get into, but I think it's throwing me off.
It may be, yeah.
It's just, yeah. Sometimes, did you ever have like a perfume or like an incense or like a spray? Like a certain scent just kind of like, well.
Especially for me, growing up, like my mom has a lot of allergies and sensitivities. Yeah. And so we never had any scents in the house, like anything.
My mom told me I didn't have any scents either, but different kind. Why don't you have more common sense?
Yeah, but... Yeah. No candles or anything like that. So for me, All of them, or not all, I'm used to it now living out of the house for a while. But at first it was like anytime I smelled a candle, I'd be like, what's happening?
Right. No, it's crazy. Anyway, glad to be here in hour number two. Coming up in a little bit, a new edition or today's edition of What's Worse, where we ask you a question. There's no prize money involved. Only your ability to be on statewide radio across the state of Wisconsin and voice your opinion. So our What's the Worst question coming up a little bit later on in the program, your calls as well. I want to start off this hour by, I was going to call it a great story. It's a fascinating story. It's a great story for this reason. It's a tragic story, but it's a great story because once again, this isn't Todd, a former Republican, trying to clarify what's going on politically in this country anymore. It's not a liberal Democrat, a progressive. These are Republicans doing it to themselves, showing this who they actually really are. And look, I don't share this with glee in terms of, oh, I just want to stick it to my former party. That's not the point. The point is, I believe if people are given enough factual information that you all will come to the right decisions yourselves. You don't need me telling you how to vote or me telling you what to do. But I also understand in today's wacky world where there's content flying everywhere, that it's like hard to keep track of stuff. And quite frankly, sometimes it gets depressing and overwhelming with all the news out there. It's like, I just want to turn it off. So one of the things that I pride myself in is doing some of that for you. Scanning this, keeping track of it, filtering, winnowing, sifting, finding out what's really going on. bring any of the truth. If there's a time where we somehow get it wrong, we apologize, correct ourselves, and move on. But bringing you the factual information, that's why we do this. And having been on the inside of the Republican Party for 30 years, it does bring me glee to see some of these people who have been so holier than thou, filled with hate towards their fellow humans. And it turns out they're no better than the people they accuse of being bad folks. As a matter of fact, the people they accuse of being bad folks are actually much better people than the people doing the original accusing. Let's get to it. What do I mean by this? This broke last week on Thursday, partly by the Florida Trident, who broke this, and now it's been, there's a news story today on the Washington Post as well. Florida Republican Chairman Christian Ziegler, husband of Moms for Liberty co-founder, accused of battery by an alleged menage a trois lover. In case you're unfamiliar with the term, menage a, it's, you know, three people getting together and having a good time. And, you know, look, if it's consensual, you know, I'm not judging, you know, whatever. Whatever floats the boat. But the irony of this, and these Moms for Liberty, we've talked about them before, one of the most hateful, mean-spirited groups out there.
Hitler quotes on the front page of their website. They've since took it down, I believe, but I know they weren't very quick about it. When I first heard the news, I went to their website and it was still there.
So yeah, quoting Hitler qualifies you as a pretty despicable group in my book. And they attack relentlessly folks of the LGBTQ community as being sinful, sinners, less than. We have to redeem you. We have to ban books across this country to save people like that, or so they say. And, you know, as a gay person, I take that all personally. And so it's just rich when you have a story like this. Christian Ziegler, Florida's Republican chairman and husband of Sarasota County School Board member of and Moms for Liberty co-founder, not just a member, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, Bridget Ziegler, is under criminal investigation after a woman filed a complaint with the Sarasota Police Department alleging sexual battery. The woman alleged that she and both Ziegler's had been involved in a long-standing, consensual, three-way sexual relationship prior to the incident. The incident, under investigation by Sarasota police, occurred when Mr. Ziegler and the woman were alone, without his wife, Bridget Ziegler, present. Sources also corroborated that a search warrant was executed on Christian Ziegler's cell phone, and the investigators continue to conduct a forensic examination of the electronic device. Yes, essentially, there are tapes. The Trident newspaper requested the police incident report for the investigation on Sunday. The Sarasota City Attorney's Office confirmed the existence of the report, but had not yet supplied it as of press time. There have been no charges filed in the case that the Trident is unaware of, or they're aware of. The Zieglers are one of Florida's top political power couples in the Republican Party. Christian Ziegler is a longtime Republican Party official who served as vice chairman of the state party prior to his election as chair this past February. Prior to that, he was a Sarasota County commissioner who ran on, get this, a family values platform. I mean, it's always going to out. It's always going to out. Sooner or later, these people are always going to out. New reporting today by the Washington Post headlines, Florida Republican chairman under fire as more details emerge in the rape inquiry. He has alleged Christian Ziegler to have raped this other woman when his wife didn't show up for the three-way sexual encounter. Ziegler, according to Washington Post, is under investigation by Sarasota police, but has not been charged yet. A search warrant obtained by the Florida Center for Government Accountability provided to the Washington Post reveals additional details about the allegations of the assault. Police also obtained from the woman's cell phone messages between her and Ziegler in the hours leading up to the encounter. On October 2nd, the woman had agreed to have a sexual encounter with Ziegler that was to include his wife, Bridget, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty. But when the woman learned that Bridget, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, couldn't make it, she probably had to go to a book burning or something. I'm not sure. The other woman changed her mind and canceled when Ziegler told her in one message that his wife was no longer available. The other woman replied, quote, "Sorry, I was mostly in it for her," unquote. mean, if that's not an attack on this guy's manhood, as it turns out, I really wasn't in it for what you're bringing to the party. I was in it for your wife. According to the affidavit, the woman told Sarasota police that Ziegler, the guy, the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, then showed up at her apartment uninvited and raped her. Let me say that again. According to the affidavit, the woman told Sarasota police that Ziegler, the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, Mr. Family Values, showed up at her apartment uninvited and raped her. The woman reported the alleged assault to police 2 days later. A rape kit was done at a hospital. Christian Ziegler later told detectives that he had consensual sex with the woman. And that, get this, he had recorded video of it and uploaded the video to a Google Drive. But police were not able to locate the video. Search warrant was issued to Google. Google did not respond to the Washington Post for comment as of this past Saturday.
If I recall, what that was his excuse, or that was him saying he recorded it in case she would try and say that it was not consensual, which...
Right. But he can, apparently that part is, you know, can't find that. Geez, isn't that funny how that works? In a 911 call 2 days after the alleged assault, a recording of which was also obtained by the Florida Center for Government Accountability and shared with the Washington Post, a friend of the woman asked emergency responders to check on the woman at her apartment. According to the call's recording, the friend said the woman had not shown up for work in 2 days. When the friend called the woman sounded drunk and was slurring words, the friend told dispatchers. She told me she was raped and that she was scared to leave the house, according to the call. Bridget Ziegler, who is not named in the complaint against her husband, is the co-founder of Moms for Liberty and has worked closely with, guess who? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on legislation that opponents have described as an anti-LGBTQ plus bill. Bridget Ziegler confirmed, get this, Bridget Ziegler, let me say this again, Bridget Ziegler, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, quote, confirmed having a sexual encounter with the victim and Christian, her husband, over a year ago. But she says it only happened one time, unquote. Back with your calls after this, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. The road to hypocrisy rolls on.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show. It is 20 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along in hour number two. Talking about this story in both the Washington Post, the Trident, and other places. The chairman of the Republican Party in Florida, his wife, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, caught in a menage a trois with another woman. And the chairman of the Republican Party, when his wife didn't want to show up to one of these encounters, the other woman said, nah, I was only in it for her. And so it's alleged that Ziegler, the chair of the Republican Party of Florida, went to her house anyway and raped her. And let me make clear, there's nothing funny or humorous about rape, period. Full stop. It's tragic. And this guy should be charged if there's sufficient evidence, which there appears to be. And if convicted, thrown in jail. But what is sadly and tragically entertaining about this is the hypocrisy. According to the Washington Post, Bridget Ziegler, 41, has crusaded to purge schools around the country of books that encourage acceptance of different sexual and gender identities or highlight discrimination against Black people. She was first appointed to the Sarasota County School Board by then Governor Rick Scott. She has been reelected since then, and now Governor DeSantis took the unusual step last year of endorsing her and other conservative board candidates. The Zieglers were seen as a rising power couple in the state, second only to Ron and Casey DeSantis. In their visibility and influence in Florida politics. The woman who goes around trying to ban books, who attacks gay people, she herself, as it turns out, allegedly, we have to throw that in there for legal reasons, is having her own gay sexual encounter on the side. It is the height of hypocrisy. And I've said this before, what these people who get caught up in these right-wing white Christian nationalist groups, they don't realize that their words matter, that their hate speech causes young people to commit suicide. And they themselves are doing the same thing that they're attacking other people for doing. And they all do it with this sick, wrapped up cover of, oh, I'm doing it for God. It's disgusting. And I'm glad this is outed. And I hope this is the downfall of the Zieglers and Moms for Liberty and all the other horse crap. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Jay in London, thanks for calling, Jay. What say you?
Oh, boy, comma. Irony, irony, irony. Now, who's the groomer? Can somebody tell me?
Right? Who's the groomer? Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. It turns out that it's not drag queens. It turns out it's the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida and his wife, who's the co-founder of the Moms for Liberty.
Ah. These people, they're horrible human beings. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, if proven true, it is sick and terrible.
Yeah, they keep on accusing other people, especially gay people now.
Right.
They keep on calling them pedos, groomers. Oh, no. What is that all about?
Right. It's again, the hypocrisy of it, Jay, to your point. It's sick and disgusting. Appreciate the call as always. I don't want to get into it right now because we're into this subject, but I just want to say thank you. We got your very kind gifts over the weekend. Thank you so much. That Jay, that was
it's a love and women. Above and women. Did they like me?
It was fantastic. Thank you so much.
No problem. Right.
Thank you. Take care, Jay. Jay in London, let's go a little closer to home. Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, we appreciate you listening. What say you?
Okay, I have a small proposal. I don't know if it's going to work or not. I was listening to you, and, you know, in my mind, unfortunately, most of the religious speaking out people, like our speaker, and they, in my mind, are liars. And I'm sorry to everybody who truly believes. But here is the experiment I want to run with you for 5 seconds. I'm going to read you 10 states who has the most STD, like, disease. Yeah, like the higher level of STD.
I shouldn't be laughing, but this is fantastic. Oh, so these are the top 10.
No, you shouldn't be laughing because I think top 10 for 2023.
All right. Top STD 10 disease. STD states. Go ahead.
Right. And my hypothesis, and because I'm driving and I don't know, and you do, who's Republican and who's Democrat. So since I'm Democrat, my hypothesis is that the most of them are Republican. Let's see if it works.
All right.
So the first one is Mississippi.
Is this number one or number 10?
It's number one.
All right. So the number one STD state in America, according to this source, is Mississippi. All right. Number two.
Louisiana.
All right. Number three.
Number three, Alaska.
That's interesting. Alaska. All right. Go ahead.
Number four, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Lindsey Graham. Very busy.
Number
go ahead.
Number five. Mm-hmm. Right. Number five, South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Number six.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 1,000 people per 100.
You got to stay warm some way, Katrina. Number, go ahead.
Right. Number six, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, Georgia. Number eight, Arkansas. Number nine, New Mexico. And number 10, North Carolina.
Nikki Haley.
Was my hypothesis right or wrong?
Well, I mean, there's the serious side of this, right, that I think a lot of those states that you mentioned, I bet, I'm not going to, from what I know, if you look at the money that those states put into health care, a lot of it is not a lot. And also predominantly we have poor folks, minority folks, who are not getting, you know, healthcare needs, who don't have access to Planned Parenthood things.
And poor sexual health.
Yeah, and poor sexual health.
In school.
Bad sex ed. So all of that, you know, that's the serious side of it. You know, if you want to take the lighter side of it, Karina, yeah, I mean, those all are predominantly Republican states. I'm not prepared to say that the reason there's high STDs or STIs is because it's Republicans in control, but I think it just shows.
I think it factors in. Like,
sure,
that probably limits the sex ed because traditionally Republicans are the ones who have sex ed be abstinence only, and then people just don't do that.
Right.
And so then they don't use protection and they get sick and or pregnant.
Yeah. And I get it, Florida, where Republicans are dominating and attacking decent people for just being who they are. You've got now the top Republican in the state, the chairman, and his wife, the founder for Liberty, caught with her pants down. Back after this on the Todd Elbows Show in Civic Media.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. There's been a massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia, near Washington. The FBI and ATF are investigating. Video was posted to X by Alex Wilson. The explosion happened as police were serving a search warrant. Police spokeswoman Ashley Savage.
Officers on scene suffered minor injuries, but none of our officers required transport to the hospital.
The Supreme Court heard arguments about the fairness of a bankruptcy that allows the owners of an opioid maker to keep billions of dollars. Ellen Isaac's son died of an opioid overdose.
Give me the ability to get a jury by trial of my peers. Closing that door, it's not going to help anybody with healing.
A security guard at a Macy's in Philadelphia has been stabbed and killed. Interim Police Commissioner John Stanford.
This started as a retail theft, upgraded obviously to a robbery, and then led ultimately to a homicide.
The suspect is in custody. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 38, today, under overcast skies, with a chance for scattered snow showers. North winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, cloudy. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
672789.
As I also said over the break, if you really do feel inclined to call in on this topic, please don't give us any details.
No, we don't want to be kicked off there, you understand. But again, and now the latest of the last couple of hours, now the head of the Senate and they call the House, the Assembly down there in Florida, as well as Ron DeSantis, all calling for the chairman of the Republican Party and his wife, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, to resign.
Oh, good. So somebody at least, there is a level at yes. which they will call for a resignation.
It's self-preservation, of course.
Well, yeah.
But yes. And they feel as though they have been betrayed by these people for having a sexual menage a trois. And of course, again, I want to make clear.
Well, more so for the rape allegations.
Right. I just want to say, I want to make clear, very clear, that the very serious side of this is there is a rape allegation in charge with the other woman who did not want to participate. When the wife, the Moms for Liberty co-founder, said, no, I don't want to be in this one. And the other woman said that I don't either. I'm only here for the chick. And the head of the Republican Party allegedly went over and raped this poor woman. And that's what's sick and disgusting. And the hypocrisy of both of them. It says, so now Republicans in Florida calling for these two yahoos to step down from their positions. Want to finish up. Karina called back. Karina, we're having a little bit of trouble there hearing you on your connection. Karina, you wanted to call back.
Hi. I'm here.
Yeah. What did you want to say? What do you want to finish up on?
I'm so sorry. I just really quick, the hypocrisy of the fact that, yes, of course, they don't use condoms maybe, but yet you should have like a good family moral, right? So mm-hmm. why two? One, two, Republicans, states, we know how they feel about health care. Back to your point, mental health care, because there is also. And then at the point about talking to God, we have a whole mental state institution of people who are talking to God, and actually the God tells them to go kill people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fact is that the 10 top states who has the most highest level of STD in their states are, most of them are red, with a poor health care, with a very poor morale and marital institution understanding, and a level of a hypocrisy.
Right.
Which was involved in the process that it's only talk. We want to talk and represent what it is on the piece of paper, but we're going to turn around and we are allowed ourselves to do whichever way we want to do. There's nothing wrong with freesome. Don't take me wrong.
Freesome
are wonderful.
Right.
I mean, come on now.
I'm an adult.
Yeah,
exactly. I said, look, as long as everybody's on board, yes. I'm fine. I got no problem with it. You do you, right? I mean, it's a free country as long as everybody's on board and consensual about it. But to condemn people who may be in a menage a trois or any other type of consensual sexual activity to malign them, to attack them, and then to be doing it yourself in your own bedroom, that's what is just deplorable to me.
Correct. And you see, all of it is that to look around and basically, I don't know how to say it in English correctly, but in Russia we were saying that it's an issue what you suck out of your palm, okay? You just cannot come up with anything else to bring attention to yourself. So you go in and say, oh, let's remove the books because this is bad for our children.
Right.
Bad for our children to see your parents lie to right. the world. This is bad for your children.
Yes.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Karina. Always appreciate the call. Karina from Milwaukee, if you want to call in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Off the text line, WAUK Waukesha says, are they neighbors to the Falwells? That's pretty good, right? These Ziegler's. Ziegler, one of the guys, the chair of the Republican Party of Florida, his wife is the co-founder of Mind for Liberty, caught in a menage a trois, allegedly. But we know now that the Falwells, right? Who run Liberty or ran Liberty University, son of Jerry Falwell, he was in his own menage a trois, only it was with two dudes. It was Jerry Falwell and the pool boy, who, by the way, was hot, and his wife. Literally, at Liberty University, they have this conduct code, because they're a private university, where if you're, like, caught having premarital sex, even heterosexual sex, you're kicked out. Meanwhile, Jerry Falwell is having a threesome with his wife and the pool boy. Do you see the repetitive nature here? Do you see the pattern here?
I mean, as others have said, every condemnation, every accusatory statement is a confession.
Right, exactly. Speaking of statements, let's do Mr. Perry's. He texted in here on Facebook. You can text us on YouTube and Facebook as well. Our ongoing contributor, Mr. Perry, says, "What's worse, a menage a trois with a member of Moms for Liberty, or a cross country car trip with Glenn Grothman?"
I know my answer.
What? What would it be?
My answer is that the cross-country car trip is worse because with any amount of luck, menage a trois with a member of Moms for Liberty will last about 3 minutes.
It came to an end quickly, as they say.
Meanwhile, cross-country car trip with Glenn Grothman, there's no getting around that.
There's no.
It's just going to take
days. But as I said before, take away all of his political views, he is kind of a quirky, interesting character just to talk to.
I bet. I guess I don't know. Right. I've never spoken with him.
Take it from me. I have. Thank you very much. We're going to have a what's worse in a minute, by the way. We should just use that one. But our head writer, Mr. Paul CP, has another what's worse coming up here in a minute. But I want to get to this before we run out of time. Great story and raw story over the weekend. Headline, totally comfortable. Reince Priebus battles Donna Brazile over Trump's 91 felonies. This is fantastic. Former Republican National Committee chairman, Wisconsinite Reince Priebus, said he's ready to throw his support behind Donald Trump for president, even if he is convicted of any of the 91 felony charges he is facing. Did you find, okay, well, go to it in just a second. During yesterday's panel discussion, ABC host George Stephanopoulos seemed surprised at Priebus' willingness to support Trump despite his criminal allegations. This is George Stephanopoulos on This Week with Wisconsinite, former chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, former chairman of the Republican National Committee nationally, former first chief of staff for Trump. And this is what he had to say on This Week about Trump, supporting Trump with 91 felonies.
Here's the no labels candidate.
And you're totally comfortable going to the election with a candidate who's been accused of 91 felonies.
I'm comfortable if that's what the Republican Party wants to move forward with. Sure, 110%. I would take Donald Trump over Joe Biden every single day of the week, no problem, because where this country has gone and how far we've gone downhill in the last 3 years is a place that most Republicans aren't willing to go. And if they're that worried about it, then go get a different candidate if you think that Joe Biden is so vulnerable.
I recognize that Joe Biden might not be
might not be your cup of tea or even your bowl of soup, but you know what he is? He's somebody who's steady, somebody who understands the issues, and somebody who's fighting for America.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for today.
George said that's enough. That's all we got time for. But here again, the theme a little bit here is hypocrisy, right? That Republicans claim they want family values. Republicans claim they want somebody of character. And here you have Reince Priebus saying, even if the guy's convicted of 91 felonies, meaning he would be in jail, he says, quote, if that's what the Republican Party wants to move forward with, sure, 110%.
And his argument is one of the arguments that I hate the most. It is a complete non-argument, and so many people use it, like, regardless of what side of any argument, political or not, that you're on. When somebody says, well, why would you do that? And you say, well, just look at it. Look where this country's been for the last 3 years. We've been going downhill. And you're like, can you provide one example of what you're talking about? And they're like, well, it's bad.
Right. Yeah. There's no facts there. No actual facts. But I've been saying this for a while. Quite a while. And people say, no. Well, Trump's not going to be the nominee. Well, yes. Aside from something unforeseen, he will be. Well, Republicans won't support. Yes. Here you're hearing from the former head of the Republican National Committee, Wisconsinite, Reince Priebus, saying, quote, of the Trump nominee, I'm comfortable with it if that's what the Republican Party wants to move forward with. Sure. 100%. Unquote. I simply, again, ask you as I did in hour one. Thinking people of Wisconsin, people who work hard, working people of Wisconsin, people who are going to work every day just to put food on the table, to send your kid to college, to support your family. Working people in this state who are making an honest living. Are you comfortable with a party that says they're 110% supportive and comfortable with supporting Donald Trump, even if convicted on 91 felonies? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dave in Madison. Dave, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, hi. Just wanted to weigh in. It reminds me of Ted Haggard, who was the president of the National Association of Evangelicals. And that was the main National Association for Evangelicals. That was George Bush's pastor, who I believe spent just about every weekend at the White House during George Bush's presidency. Now, he... in his capacity as head president of the National Association of Evangelicals, one of his main roles was to advocate against the legalization of same-sex marriage. And it turned out that he paid this male prostitute for 3 years and also purchased lots of crystal meth from him. So, you know, this guy in Florida is definitely not alone. And there's others. I just can't think of them right now.
No, it's just an ongoing pattern. As Mr. Zomer said, you know, thou dost protest too much. Dave, always a pleasure. Thanks for calling us. Appreciate your viewpoint. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jim in Whitewater. Jim, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey. Yeah, you know, they talk about the country being worse off under Joe Biden, and I work in a union, and sadly a lot of my fellow workers are Trump supporters. But I was in the Central State Pension Fund for 24 years, and Republican policies eroded the base of that income by decimating unions throughout the years, and it got a kind of an upside-down pyramid. And Joe Biden's American Rescue Act is going to give me something out of that pension that I paid into for, you know, 24 years. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's something he has done for the working man.
Oh, yeah.
And it just blows my mind how these people can support just a hideous human being with just terrible policies and Donald Trump.
Well, I think
I just can't get my head around it.
I think you bring up a great point, Jim, and that is the policies. Let's set aside the personal things for a second. You know, it's fun to have kind of jokes about the personal thing, but the policies of Trump and the current MAGA party are completely contrary to the working person in the state of Wisconsin. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, taking you to the front lines of history each and every day. An attorney, someone who served as a chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a life of experience, bringing you today's headlines and putting it into a context that we can understand from and learn from. Taking your phone calls as well. Matt Flynn Direct immediately after this show at the top of the hour. First, a little check of news and weather, and then right into Matt Flynn Direct. Do not miss it. Want to mention quickly here on the text line, Jeff from Shorewood on WAUK says, do you think that Liz Cheney's third party run would take votes away from Trump? That's a great question. Interesting question. I really am not for third party runs at all this coming year in 2024. Liz Cheney has said certainly that she will not support Donald Trump. And that's what's interesting about these Reince Priebus comments. Reince Priebus is very close, or was very close friends with Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House from Janesville. Priebus and Ryan were very close at one time. Maybe they still are. And here's the conundrum that Wisconsin Republicans find themselves in. You either support Reince Priebus' view of supporting Trump no matter what, or you support Paul Ryan's view that he will not even attend the Republican convention next year in Milwaukee, the national convention, let alone vote for Trump if he is the nominee. Can't be for both sides. So Brian Schimming, the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, Devin Lemahue, they find themselves in a conundrum. The Republican Party of Wisconsin right now is split. And it's going to continue to split. Because I think there are a lot more people in Wisconsin, I'll call them traditional Republican voters, that vote for their local sheriff, vote for the local county clerk, who are with Paul Ryan, who are conservative, fiscally conservative Republicans, might be socially moderate, but want to do the right thing. And those Republicans across Wisconsin agree with Paul Ryan. They will not support Trump. They will not vote for Trump. And so what you're going to see in 2024, I believe, is the continual split of the Republican base between the MAGA base that follows Trump at all costs, including Reince Priebus, and Paul Ryan, and people like him, who say, yeah, we'll vote for our county clerk as a Republican, but there's no way that we're going to vote for Trump. I think that's where they're... And quite frankly, Schimming and the state Republicans don't know what to do. They've never faced anything like this. As someone who was a Republican in this state for 30 years and left the party in 2011, I will tell you they have never had a situation like this. Think about it. Tommy Thompson, governor for elected four times, left in the middle of his fourth term to go join the Bush administration. Tommy Thompson kept this Republican Party in Wisconsin together. There were others who were very influential over the years. Paul Ryan amongst them. Mark Green, former Republican from Green Bay area, went on to be an ambassador. Worked for the McCain Institute. Steve Gunderson from the 3rd District, the first openly gay person Republican elected to the United States Congress back in the 90s. There was a tradition in this state. I mean, we'll go way back, of course. Bob La Follette, Republican governor of this state. Warren Knowles. There were unifying forces that kept the state party together. But the Republican Party of Wisconsin is splitting. Splitting. Between people like Reince Priebus, who are now Trump loyalists, even if convicted. That's what he says. George Stephanopoulos says, quote, and you're totally comfortable going into the election with a candidate who has been accused of 91 felonies, unquote. And Reince Priebus says, quote, I am comfortable. If that's what the Republican Party wants to move forward with, sure, 110%. Unquote. So keep your eye on this in 2024, because it's something that is unspoken by most people, because the Republican leaders of the state will not want to talk about this. They're uncomfortable by it. And of course, that's why they pulled our credentials and wouldn't let Trigvi Olsen and I do this show from the Republican State Convention up in La Crosse this year. Because, you know, we've been around. We've seen a few things, as Matt Flynn has said to me about his time. Experience teaches you a lot. You know where some of the bodies are buried. And it's not helpful to the Republican Party of Wisconsin to have a former member having a microphone across the state of Wisconsin each and every day between the hours of noon and 2 o'clock. It's uncomfortable for them. I kind of like making people uncomfortable for good reasons. It's what gets me up in the morning. To do good when and where we can with the privilege of having this show and having this microphone. We are going to continue to pursue truth wherever it leads us. We're going to come back to that tomorrow with, we went a little long today, Mr. Zombers. That's on me. So we'll do our What's Worse tomorrow. It's a musical What's Worse.
Maybe you'll even get a twofer. I don't know.
Maybe. We had a threesmer earlier today, so maybe we'll do a twofer tomorrow. Yes, so we'll do our What's Worse segment tomorrow. It involves the Rolling Stones and Kiss. I'll tell you that. So how about that?
Oh, boy.
Wonderful show, great topics, great calls. Really appreciate all of you for listening in and joining in. It always makes the show wonderful, terrific. Your involvement is what makes this show run, and your involvement is what will save democracy and make our country run next year in 2024. Stay tuned now for Matt Flynn Direct. For Mr. Zomers, I'm Todd Allball. Thank you so very much. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. Yeah. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and that. I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in the, like, really...
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on. Where
every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
Yes. Oh, I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with